T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time for our weekly conversation with New England Patriots Hall of Famer Willie McGinnis. By the way, you can follow Willie on Twitter, as I do, at Willie McGinnis. Willie's brought to you by Barmakian Jewelers, if I can do this in English right off the bat. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing better than the Patriots on Sunday. I think in the span of the Belichick-Brady years, there's probably only been about a handful or two handfuls at most of those games that you just cannot explain. They were bad on both sides of the ball Sunday night.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of saw a stretch of this last year, not to try to compare the years, but them getting off to a slow start. You know, there's three things on defense we always talk about doing. One is stopping the run. And his defense has given up, 100 yards per game. Last year, through five games, they were giving up 124 yards until they got that corrected. And then third down was terrible. They couldn't get off the field on third down. And then, of course, giving up the big play to Marvin Jones. When you equate all those things, man, it just makes for bad football. And, you know, I know it's early, but some of these things, you know, you want to see them do a little bit better.
Now, we've seen them start 1-2 before. We've seen them start 2-2 and then figure it out, you know, get to the Super Bowl, even win the Super Bowl. Does this feel like one of those types of years, or does this feel different?
Well, I try not to compare years, and every year to me is a little bit different because the personnel is different. Of course, there's some differences with the coaches going on, coaches there or not there. So, you know, it's not something where you could just say, hey, we're 1-2. We've done this for the last 3 years. Let's hit a switch. And, you know, we're going to be right back where we were the year prior. That's not really the blueprint. You want to go out and give your best effort and play your best and try to build and gain momentum throughout the season. So I'm not going to use that as an excuse that, hey, this is our normal thing. Let's just keep doing it this way. But in saying that, this team is one of the best at making adjustments and going out and correcting mistakes and getting back on track.
Based on what you saw Sunday night, how much of the difficulties they had stopping the run were based on scheme, and how much was based on physical issues?
Well, I think it's technique. Bad tackling is technique. You know, guys not getting off of blocks, extending, shedding blocks and getting off and making tackles, and, you know, when the backs are at the point of no return. And you got to give, you know, some credit to Detroit going out and scheming really well and running hard. You know, you got to, you know, there's two sides to it. It's not all just bad New England. It's good, you know, Detroit that came out and their offensive line got after it. And, you know, a lot has to do with just tackling, getting guys down, setting the edge, not letting guys bounce outside. And that's been a problem in the past. That's something that they understand, that they know they have to play a lot better.
How do you think Dante Hightower has looked this first three games of the season?
I think he's working his way back in. I don't see him in, you know, tip-top like anybody, you know, 3 weeks into the season. You know, he's missed a lot of time. He's trying to work himself back in. And, you know, is he playing his best football? No, not right now, but he will get to it.
When you take a look at personnel issues, and we talked about this without looking for excuses here, you're playing without Trey Flowers and without Patrick Chung. How much of an effect did that have on the running game?
Well, when you don't have your best players, you know, especially Chung, who's a guy who plays in the box a lot, who's, you know, one of those four enforcers on the running game, it does take away from a little bit. But like you said, we don't like to make excuses. All these guys are prepared and more than capable of going in and playing at a certain level. But, you know, you like to be fully equipped with the guys, you know, with everybody going in. But unfortunately, you know, it's the NFL, and you do have to deal and be concerned with injuries from week to week.
What did you make of the report that the Patriots were trying to trade Rob Gronkowski? In fact, they would have traded Rob Gronkowski if he didn't threaten to retire.
You know, I don't know exactly what to make of that. I just know that it would have been tough for him to leave Brady and that organization. He's had so much success. You know, guys go through things in the offseason. I know he contemplated retirement, you know, right after the Super Bowl. He kind of mentioned it and talked about it. A lot of times we need to step away from the game and reflect and think about things and think about, you know, the guys that we're playing with. And it's not the same all over the league, you know. And I think, it's, you know, it's a great fit. New England's home for Gronk, and I think there are some things that probably went on. There's talks that happen every year with every team as far as players moving around or people throwing around and floating around ideas. But at the end of the day, I know he wanted to be a Patriot and be there.
We saw a lot of Sony Michel on Sunday night, not as much of James White. Tom Brady, rather uncharacteristically after the game, said, you know, you need to get your playmakers in the game more, and he was talking specifically about White. What do you think Josh, or maybe Bill Belichick, was thinking in the personnel decision they made?
Well, they always make whatever decision they feel like is best for the team, and I think they're trying to work Sony Michel into the games and into the rotation to get him going. I know James White is a veteran guy who, I mean, he shows up. He showed up with the big catch on that one-on-one play, and we know what teams are going to try to do to him. I just thought they tried to get the running game going and do some different things, and as they always do. You know, if it's not Sony Michel, it's Rex Burkhead, but he's injured, of course. So they like to do things with different fields of backs in different situations. But at the end of the day, you do, you know. Playmakers step up in certain situations and make plays, and James White has always been one of those guys.
How do you think Josh Gordon's going to fit in with this team?
Hopefully amazing. I mean, if he could buy into the system, if he could, you know, put his head down and work and do the things that he's going to need to do, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be work. It's going to be a lot of pressure. You know, Brady's going to demand a lot out of him like he does everybody else. But if he can go in and he could buy in and dedicate himself, you know, to football and everything's under control, you know, outside of the uniform as well, this could be a tremendous opportunity for him and his career and one of the ultimate stories about bouncing back. And what better place to do it, you know, with the Hall of Fame quarterback and the coaches and the support that he'll have in New England.
I know you said you're hopeful that it works out, but based on his track record, are you optimistic that that's going to happen?
Well, I hope, you know, I always try to hope for the best, and we all deserve second chances. And, you know, he's been through some trials and tribulations in his life. And, you know, it's all going to be about him. Like I said, I know the resources will be there for him inside and outside of the uniform. You know, the Kraft family, they do a great job of putting their, you know, reaching out and extending themselves to help players personally. I know he'll have that there for him. I know football-wise, they'll engulf him with a lot of football. And, you know, it's a perfect situation. You know, everybody's held accountable. Everybody's held to a certain standard there, and he won't be any different. He's just going to have to dig deep, you know, as a player and say, this is what I really want. And I know he struggled at times, but like I said, the support to be there, he's just going to have to find it deep within himself to go out and do that. And once that happened, I think the football will take care of itself. He's an amazing talent. And if you put him in that system, which I know what they'll do in game plan for him with his size, speed, and strength, and catching ability, I mean, that's a no-brainer, the football side of it.
It's a big game for the Patriots on Sunday, taking on the 3-0 Miami Dolphins. Are the Dolphins good, or is it just the schedule they've had so far?
Well, I think they play well. I think they've improved in a lot of areas where they hadn't, you know, been really strong before. I saw last week they came out and they scored like 21 points in the fourth quarter. In past, you know, years, those have been the years where they come out and they kind of fall off in the second and the fourth quarter and not really play well or get off to a fast start and not finish football games. I think they're finding a lot of ways, you know, to score points through play design. I think Adam Gase is doing a good job with Tannehill. He's making plays down the field. He's finding the right reads. And they're through play design, they're doing a lot of different things. So you got to expect for them to come out and really want to get this game. It's all about momentum. But they're playing in New England, and it's one of the toughest places to play. And especially after this team coming off a couple losses, you know they'll be hungry for a win. So I'm expecting a good divisional game.
Jimmy Garoppolo hurts his knee in Sunday's loss by the San Francisco 49ers. He's done for the year. One of the stories that I've read out there is people saying he had the yardage he needed. He should have just stepped out of bounds. You buying that?
Yeah, I watched it. I mean, I don't know what he was trying to accomplish, but trying to get a couple more yards. I know he's a competitor, and we all get into that competitive state of mind. But, you know, the simple thing is, you know, probably, yeah, just to run out of bounds and not take a hit and possibly not blow out your ACL. But, you know, it's one of those things, man. When you're a player, you're trying to grind and get every single yard and do everything you can to win football games. And them being behind, I could see his mental state of mind where he was trying to do a little bit more to help his team. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for him, and it ended in a season-ending injury.
You can follow him on Twitter, as I do, at Willie McGinest. We're happy to talk to him every week. Patriots Hall of Famer Willie McGinest, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, boss. Talk to you.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.